Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight on the show, I will give you a handful of places the Big 12 Conference should consider playing the Big 12 Football Championship game. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We're glad that you're here, as always, as a part of the show. So welcome on in. Make sure you let us know where you're watching from. We'll give your city and town a shout out on the show, as we always like to here at Heartland College Sports. And for those of you that may not always be here for the end, just know that these shirts are flying off the shelf. SEC, undefeated in hypothetical games, t-shirts. We will link to them in the show description afterwards. So welcome in. Glad you're here. Hit the like button. Make sure you are subscribed on the podcast as well. So I'm talking about this because comments were made by Kansas City Chiefs president Mark Donovan this week. And Mark Donovan talked about how the Chiefs, if you're not from the Kansas City area, are looking at potentially a new stadium. And they're looking at potentially building a new stadium on the Kansas side of the state line. Right now, of course, Arrowhead Stadium is on the Missouri side of the state line. So they're thinking about this. If they go to Kansas, they would build a domed stadium. And the team president made the comment that, hey, if we build a domed stadium in Kansas, we're looking at a Super Bowl, we're looking at Final Fours, and we're looking at concerts, and he mentions Big 12 championships. So I sat there and I thought to myself, okay, well, the Big 12 football championship has been in Kansas City before, and I could see a day where it ends up going back. So I'm going to ask you this question here on the show as well, and you can give me your feedback. Where do you think the Big 12 football championship game should be played? I think the Big 12 has a really good setup in Jerry World. It's AT&T Stadium. It's right there in Arlington. It's in the Big 12 Conference's backyard. I would not want to cede that ground to the SEC. But the reality is that contract runs out in 2030. We'll see what it looks like after that. But there's been a lot of drama over the years, over the last couple of years in particular, around the Big 12 basketball championship being in Kansas City, right? We've had that debate time and time again. I believe that Kansas City is a perfect fit for the Big 12 basketball championship. I think that AT&T Stadium is a really good fit for the football championship. But here's the thing. There's less culture necessary around a football game. Like, basketball is different because games are being played at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. It's over 5-6 days. You need something that feels like it's very communal on the basketball side. You don't need that on the football side because everyone's coming to town for a singular game, right? So it's different. So you really just want to have good venues, good cities, and places that make the conference look good. That's what you want. It's less important. And while AT&T Stadium is right there in the heart of Texas, obviously, that's football country. That is still, I believe, in large part, Big 12 country. I thought to myself, where else could the Big 12 championship game go? And this conversation, or this comment, really, from Chiefs President Mark Donovan got my wheels turning. So just to give you the historical background, the Big 12 championship game has been held in Arlington for the last 7-8 years since the Big 12 championship came back. It took a hiatus, of course, 2011 to 2016, and then it came back in 2017. That comeback game was TCU-Oklahoma. We had a banger of a time at that Big 12 championship game. We were tailgating in the parking lot with the Heartland crew. It was pretty wild. Let me just say this much. We had one of our riders who was riding around the parking lot in a golf cart for the entire game. I don't know if he knew where he was when all was said and done. Now, we made it in. We had a good time. but one of our guys never made it in because he was riding circles with a security guard in a golf cart for the entire game. Oklahoma beat TCU in that game, by the way, in case you don't remember or didn't watch it because your team wasn't in the Big 12. It was also in Arlington back in 2009 and 2010. Other cities, Kansas City has hosted it five times. In 2000, 2003, 2004, and 2006 and 2008 at Arrowhead Stadium. San Antonio's had it three times. St. Louis has had it a couple of times. Houston, Texas has had it twice. And then Irving, Texas, back in 2001, the old Cowboy Stadium. So that's where it's been. So I put together a list here, and you tell me where I'm wrong on this list or where else you would want to see it. Now, I've got everything in more or less the Eastern time zone. I want to check one of these. Hold on. I want to make sure that everything is in the central time. Okay. Yeah. I've got, let me see. I've got all of my cities. Well, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. I've got four of my cities in the central time zone. I've got one in Mountain Time. And I've got one in Eastern time. So follow me here on this. All right? My four in Central time for Big 12 football championship games to potentially rotate through. I would keep it at AT&T Stadium. Obviously have it in the rotation. I would put Kansas City in the rotation, indoors or outdoors. I don't care. I would have San Antonio in that location, the Alamo Dome. I just think that's a unique venue. It's a fun venue. I wouldn't go down to Houston. I do San Antonio. I would put Denver on that list. It's convenient for the Western teams. It's convenient for the Central teams. Direct flights basically anywhere to the country. I know it's outdoors, but listen, you can also get a pretty darn balmy day that first weekend in December in Denver. I'm going to take my chances and go with Denver on that rotation. And that appeases your Western teams. I don't want to do Phoenix. I don't. It's cliche. That city to me, and I'm not knocking it, it does a great job with big events. But I just want to go with the smaller city. Feels a little more college-y. Has that frontier feel to it. I would pick Denver over, say, going down to Phoenix, which is more appeasing to maybe four teams. Denver is more convenient for most of the conference. And I'm going to give you two more. All right, I'll give you two more. Well, no, I'm going to give you three more. I've given you Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, San Antonio, Denver. I'm going to give you Chicago. Now, you might say Chicago in December, that's nuts, it's outdoors. Well, if the Big Ten doesn't want to do it, if they want to stay in Indianapolis because they're afraid of the weather, the Big 12 should own it. Like, the Big 12 could separate itself by rolling with some of these outdoor stadiums. Kansas City, Denver, Chicago. Just own it. Be different, right? Brett Yormark's always looking for an edge. Instead of these stale championship weekend environments that have no feel to them and no juice, let's get some juice to these games. Have the Big 12 lead the way. Maybe you get a snowstorm, okay? I mean, yeah, it's possible that happens. I'm not going to deny that that's entirely possible. But make it fun. Make it different. Make it unique. These championship games are dying. You saw them this year. I mean, it was a song and a dance to get into most of these championship games because people are saving their money. They're saving their travel for the conference champ or for the college football playoff, where a lot of these teams are going to end up playing. So they're not going to spend money to go to a championship weekend that oftentimes doesn't have a lot of juice, at least under the new playoff format. So just own Chicago. Say, you know what? We'll do Chicago. We'll give it a shot. And then I would also go into SEC territory, and I'd take a run in two cities. One, Nashville. Convenient. for most parts of the country due to its popularity. You're right there in SEC country. Screw them. Own it. You'll be in an outdoor stadium. Not afraid of it. I know the weather could be dicey, but heck, we're playing playoff games in stadiums now in that first weekend. The weather's a factor. Why are we taking out weather as a factor in championship weekend? We got to be in a dome. No, we don't. College football's not played in a dome for the most part. Let's own it. Let's be outside. Let's not be afraid of it in the Big 12 Conference. The SEC can have that sterile environment in Atlanta. We'll go right into their backyard in Nashville and have a bang-up time. And it's a great place for fans who are visiting. And then I'm lukewarm on this last one, but if you want to get me down to Jacksonville for the weekend, I won't hate it. Also SEC country, east coast of Florida, not going down to Miami, not doing all that flash, but Jacksonville, strong military presence, smaller community, smaller town, insular in nature. You can justify going down there, played a little golf, right? Most weekends you're going to be able to do that, certainly in early December. And you know what? You go into ACC, SEC country too. It's not the most convenient. I get it for a lot of teams, and that's why I'm kind of lukewarm on that one out of all of them. But you know what? I'd throw it in the rotation. I'd throw it in the mix. Why not? So what am I missing on this list, or what do you hate about this list? I've got the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Kansas City, San Antonio, Denver, Nashville, Chicago, Jacksonville. You tell me what I'm missing, and embracing the outdoors here is important. I wouldn't back it off one bit.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We are so glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. If you're just joining us, hit that like button right now on the video. We greatly appreciate you doing that, and make sure that you are subscribed on Spotify, on Apple, on the podcast. Well, this is interesting. Let's see. Pete, I'll do you one better. If we go to a 1v4, 2v3 model, you can use two of these each year. If we go to a 1v4, 2v3 model, where basically the last couple of weekends you block off and you say, we'll do a semi-final and then a final for the Big 12 title, I would do those on campus. I like what you're saying. I like what you're thinking there, my man. But how many people are going to travel potentially for multiple games that may determine whether or not their team wins a conference title, and then potentially three college football playoff games? I would keep those games on campus. I love games on campus. I prefer games on campus. I love helping out economically these small communities, the Manhattan, Kansases, the Stillwater, Oklahomas, the Lubbock, Texases of the world. They need these big games. They need these game days. I don't want to take those away from them. So I listen, I appreciate the thought. I really do. I think you're on to something there. But I would not be in a 1v4, 2v3 model wanting to go down that road. But I get it. Yeah, you could have Arizona State and Colorado and Denver, and then you could have BYU, Iowa State, and Arlington. I totally get it. The one seed gets the one closer to home, one in Central Time, one in Mountain Time or Eastern Time. It's cool. It's a great idea. I just prefer to have as many games on campus as possible. So if we go to that 1v4, 2v3, I would keep those on campus if we end up going that way. But I haven't seen a city yet. All right. I like a lot of you like San Antonio. Nashville, people are signing up for. Clint notes that you got to sell out the venue. That is number one. Yes, but that's always hit or miss as well based on quality of the team, especially now. What does the game mean, right? I mean, for the Big 12 championship game this year, that was basically a play-in game for the college football playoff. So, you know, most years for the Big 12, you'll have at least one of those teams getting in, but you could have the rare year like what you had in the SEC and the Big 10 where both teams were going to get in. So what's the juice to justify getting those fans down to those venues? And that's something you can't really predict, right? You can't try to pick the location based on what's going to sell out because you think certain teams might be good, especially in the Big 12. I mean, my goodness. In the Big 12, the team that was picked last won the conference last year. So you can't overthink this stuff. Either put a rotation in place or you say, you know what, Jerry World is our spot. We're staying at AT&T Stadium. But that contract at Jerry World is only good through 2030. And I'm not saying the Big 12 should see ground in their own backyard, right? I don't believe they should do that per se. But we saw this with Media Days. Remember, SEC Media Days was in Texas last year. And the Big 12 fled to Vegas. Now the Big 12 is back, and they're going to be in Frisco, Texas this year at the Star. And that's where it should be for Media Days. Their headquarters is right there in the Metroplex. However, when it comes to this football game in particular, if the SEC wants to go to Dallas, I'm going to Nashville. I'm going right to their backyard. Screw it. Let's do it. You want to play that game? We can't be afraid of them. We can't back off just because, oh no, they're in our backyard. What do? Go to theirs. And don't go to Atlanta. Please do not go to Atlanta. Go to Nashville. Right? That's what I'm thinking. Go to Jacksonville. Don't just swap locations. That doesn't work out for anybody. So that's how the Big 12 should be looking at this. Now, speaking of stadiums and where to play games, I was thinking about this before I came on the air, and I want to get your thoughts too on this on the comments section. So how can the Big 12 and Brett Yormark, they're always looking to do innovative things, right? And you know, they want to play these basketball games in Mexico. They want to do a tournament down there. Like, they want to do all these things in Mexico, and I'm always like, it's just, I mean, listen, I don't know why the Big 12 wants to do the Mexican economy any favors right now. So let me get this straight. We're going to hurt the economy for a weekend in Ames, Iowa, to help out the Mexican government. I'm a pass on that. I know, like, oh, NFL model, we got to build our brand worldwide. It's a game that a couple of Mexicans will show up to because it's something to do and it's not soccer. But come on, are you dying to watch a game in Mexico, a Big 12 football game in Mexico? I'm not. I mean, who cares? I have zero interest in that. But you know what would be cool? Duplicating what Major League Baseball does with its game that they play in the middle of the summer at the Field of Dreams Field. could you set up a football game, a Big 12 football game, at some various, maybe not iconic locations, but what if the Big 12, like, just tried to play games? And you can laugh at this all you want, but the Big 12, like, picked small town America high schools, and they played one game a year in this super small rural town. Maybe it's an 8-man stadium. Now, they're going to have to build out the stands like they do for Field of Dreams in Major League Baseball when they play games there. But what if they just picked some small towns across the heartland of America, across the footprint of the Big 12, and they played one game a year, and make it whenever you want to make it, and it was highlighted on like a really cool small town high school football field? Tell me that wouldn't be awesome. I'm just thinking about some of the places. You could go to Odessa, Texas, obviously. You know, you could lean into Friday Night Lights and everything else. You could do, what's that book? Do I have the book in my office here? Oh, I do. You could do Smith Center, Kansas, Arbol. Have you read that book? If you have not read that book, if you're a football junkie and you're looking for something right now in the offseason to read, I've got it here. Hold on one sec. Let me grab it. There we go. Our Boys, A Perfect Season on the Plains with the Smith Center Redmen. Joe Drape is the author of the book. Just a great read. And if you're a football junkie and you love small town football, this is like just a fun, feel-good read. It's not Friday Night Lights, but it's a good read. And it's definitely one of those that you say to yourself, like, what if the Big 12 just owned this? And they took one game a year. And they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to highlight and go to a small 6-man stadium in Texas, an 8-man stadium in Kansas, an 8-man stadium in Oklahoma. It would be incredible made for TV. Fantastic product. Fans would be into it. Teams would be, I think, in love with it. These communities, they would be game changers for these communities. You could be the heartbeat of America Conference, which the Big 12 already is. And you pick one matchup a year and you make this happen. And you just lean into it, like the Field of Dreams game in Major League Baseball, except you bounce it around. And you try to find, you know, small towns around the Big 12 footprint. You know, there are some great high school stadiums in like Utah with the mountains in the backdrop. You've got some iconic venues around the country that at least fans and athletes in their regions and their states will know. If the Big 12 wants to be different, forget Mexico. Okay, I don't need to do anything in Mexico. I want to help our people right here. And yeah, maybe it's risky. Some of you are saying it's a little risky. I get it. I got this here, Pete. I'm a pass. Campuses are better. It's not really growing an audience. I like the idea though. I just don't know what purpose it would serve. Well, the purpose would just be made for TV and something different. And that's what Brett Yormark is all about, right? The Field of Dreams game for Major League Baseball, it's gimmicky, but it's cool. The backdrop matters. And I know that Field of Dreams means something to most baseball fans, and maybe all of these venues would not mean things to all fans. But it would be pretty cool for the fans that were there. Like, we played a K-State Oklahoma State game in Smith Center. If you played a Texas Tech versus Arizona State game in Odessa. And you can find other examples. I mean, I called high school football in Woodward, Oklahoma, and I've been all over that Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, Northwest, Southwest Kansas, Meade, Kansas, Ashland, Greensburg. I mean, some of the places that come to mind that you've just got great Americans, great people, cool venues. And it would look really neat on TV. And that's really what it would be. A made-for-TV play, but also a big boost for some of these small economies. And if we're going to leave campus for games, I don't want to leave them for games, you know, at NRG Stadium in Houston or Atlanta. if we're going to do this and we're going to have some off-campus games, it doesn't mean anything on TV to be like, the game is being played in Houston, Texas, or Phoenix, or Atlanta. Who cares? Like, that's what these TV executives, I don't think they understand. I've never watched a game because the venue was an NFL stadium over a college stadium. If nothing else, the college stadiums were interesting. The stories around some of these high school stadiums that you could develop over the week would be fantastic. Now, logistics, I get it. You're not going to fit 70,000 people into these stands. I understand that. Could you fit 20, 30,000? Maybe. Sure. But you know what? It'd be a hot ticket. Be a really hot ticket if you're only getting 20,000 people into some of these games. And you could build College game day stories around it, packages around it, talking about legendary high school coaches. People would learn something out of it. When's the last time you watched a college football game being played like those opening weekends in Atlanta and learned anything or saw anything that was at all memorable or interesting? You would remember a Big 12 game being played in Smith Center, Kansas. You would remember a Big 12 football game being played in... You probably couldn't do it in Follette, Texas, where I once did six-man football, and the score was 78-74 because they had no internet out there. Although that was, gosh, 14 years ago now. I hope they got some internet out in Follette, Texas, but you get the point. Like, that would be something you'd be talking about at the water cooler on Monday. So it's just, it's an idea. It's something to think about for the Big 12. I know the Big 12 honchos are locked in and tuned in. And I'm just giving them something to consider. We don't need Mexico. We need Americana, baby. Let's make it happen. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we are so glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. I think our small town shout-out tonight has got to be, let's see, yep, winner, 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 Garner, Iowa, 3,000 people. In Garner, Iowa. You guys got a good high school stadium? We can make this happen? It's got to be eight-man football up there, right, in Garner? Let's see where Garner, Iowa. All right. Garner, Iowa up there. North Central Iowa, almost to the Minnesota border. All right. Well, by the way, for those of you in Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, stay safe with the severe weather over the next few hours into tomorrow. Definitely stay weather aware. And we will talk to you guys. Oh, I like this. Pete, I'd rather play in Smith Center than in Ireland. Yeah, that's right. We got the Ireland game this year. Now, that's kind of cool. That's different. That's overseas. There's some drama around that. Ireland, I somewhat understand. I like my idea better. I get Ireland. Ireland's way better than Mexico. I'll say that much. All right, good deal. Thank you, guys. Please do hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you have not done that yet. Same thing with the podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, and go Big 12.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.